I'm so pleased that you're up here today. Looks like one of your biggest fans is having a little problem out in the hallway. We'll get her in here in a minute.
Okay, great.
You guys live in Yellow Springs now. You haven't always. Can you tell us sort of the path that you've taken to come here to Yellow Springs?
Well, we've lived in a bunch of different places. I'm actually from Nebraska.
And I'm from Virginia, and so we met in the middle in Ohio.
Right. We've lived in Oberlin and Columbus and Cincinnati and Iowa and now Yellow Springs.
And I remember when you guys moved out of town the last time, that was the talk around town, that Changeling has moved on. But then when you came back, it was also the talk that you've come back.
We actually used to come out to Yellow Springs just to hang out when we lived in Columbus and also when we lived in Cincinnati. Carl grew up in Cincinnati and he used to come up here when he was in high school. They used to come up to Young's when it was open all night and they'd come at 4 in the morning. And so when Carl heard that there was a job opening in Yellow Springs, he kind of called me. He was like, hey, you know, we could live there.
Absolutely.
And here we came.
Well, and the welcome that we've received since we've returned to Ohio has just been overwhelming. It's there's nothing like the feeling of just having somebody walk up and go, oh, thank goodness you're back. And you just kind of go, oh, wow.
Truly.
It really makes it clear that we're home.
That's really true. So let's talk about your album. You've got one or more albums out.
Depends on how you count them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, long ago, we recorded an album in Cincinnati that's out of print. We have one album in print right now, and it's called The Hidden World. And actually, we're just putting the finishing touches on a live album from a tour that we recorded in England in 2006. And then we're coming up with new music even beyond that. And in fact, we just played one of those new pieces for you now.
So how about we go back to something else? What else are you going to play?
Well, we're
going to
play something that's on the CD that's out right now. It's our latest CD from 2001 called called The Hidden World. This is an Irish Robin Hood song. This is called Shane Crossa. Well, it's up the heavy mountain and down the rocky glen. Squire Staples has gone hunting Shane Crossa and his men with 40 mounted yeomen. They galloped in a stream. They swear again the gallows work when they come back again. Shane Crossa was a plowboy, plowed about in his green. And now he is an outlaw for the wearing of the green. 'Twas in the Sparrow Mountains, boys, far from Ballinasween green. They set the bloodhounds on his track for the wearing of the green. It has been for 3 long days and fasting since he left Ballinasween green. Shane Crossa had a wolf dog that departed him, and as the hounds they all ran round, he pulled them limb from limb. 'Twas then up spoke the outlaw as the tears began to flow. My gallant hound will both go free if we can leave the road. Up the hound he gave a bounce, Crossa now I know. And with a shout they both jumped out and leave the river row. Now mark me, Squire Staples, if you come back again, you well may wish the river road to Crossa and his men. The Feeney Bridge was broken and on the search was seen. For them the fearful token, a bunch of holly green. 'Twas then cried Squire Staples, Shane Crossa, let me live. And for your hounds a thousand you find him in the glen. It's 40 yeomen taken by 7-gallon men, by 7-gallon outlaws, 7-gallon men. And with despair they tore their hair, and Shane ran free again. Oh.
That sounded great. That sounded great.